Hammersmith Apollo. Apollo, the god of the sun, apparently, was Hammersmith Odeon. Odeon, the god of popcorn and Coca-Cola in the interval. Anyway, comedy. The Old Testament. That's where I'm going to start. The Old Testament, which was a big fuck-off beard testament. Everyone had big beards and big voices. I say to you, Elijah, in the sky in a chariot, burning flames, the burning bush, beard on fire. Shit. The Dead Sea. Even the dogs in the Old Testament. Woof, woof, big beard. Dog biscuit, thank you. Yum, yum. Dogs in English comics, they go woof, woof. In French comics, they go wooah, wooah. It's just a difference, you see. Tintin, actually, Snowy actually goes wooah, wooah. Woof, woof. So anyway, the Old Testament, yes, and God was there. God created the world in the Old Testament in 7 days, which was a bit of a stressful 7 days. I mean, if I was God, I would have said, I'm going to create the world, but over a certain period of days. I'm not sure. Give me a break. You want some pressure? What, you want me to have a heart attack? No, I'll do it over a month, maybe a year. A bit like Microsoft. We're bringing it out now. No, now, a bit later, a bit later. We'll delay it. We'll do it when we're ready, type thing. I think God was in bed and his mother was saying, get out of bed, God, you'll miss the best part of the day, laying in bed like that. It's time for clarinet practice anytime, minute. And God, his mother was Mrs. Badcrumble, you see. And who's... Mrs. Badcrumble's everyone's clarinet teacher. And God was in bed and said, no, Mother, I won't miss the best part of the day because I haven't invented the best part of the day. So I can be a clever kid. I'm going to read my comics. Woo, woo. So God created the world in 7 days. The first day he created light and air and jam and soot and baked potatoes and hair and fish and arguments and frogs and banjos and roads and cars and soot, more soot, and Colonel Gaddafi and crinkly things and very small avenues and Belgium. And the second day he created fire and water and sluices and jam and speedboats and showers and toasters and rabbits and dogs and fish and frogs. And the third day he probably said, I need a list, I think. I've no idea what I've created. Because God is James Mason, of course. I have no idea. What the hell have I created? I'm not sure. You would know, Mr. Kaplan, but I don't, so... right, I'll do it alphabetically. Aardvarks, albatrosses, and artichokes. B, botulism, bacteria, and bread knives. C, caterpillars, Krakatoa, and Columbus. D, fuck, I could do this forever. Anyway, everything jammed up on the seventh day, I think. I don't know about you. Also, the seventh day was his day of rest, so he wasn't allowed to work. He was between a rock and a hard place on that one. Because it was his own rule. You're not supposed to work on the seventh day, but he had to build the world. What to do? Anyway, so it really should only have been 6 days and 1 day of rest. But no, he didn't listen to his own rules. Just listen to what I say, not what I do, you know. So the seventh day, I think he was scurrying around trying to make things he'd forgotten to do. Oh, my God, what am I going to do now? Rwanda, I must make Rwanda. Oh, not quite complete, sorry about that. The Tower of Pisa, God, keeps falling over. Oh, dear. Toilets in French camping sites. I'll just put a bottom bit down there. English football hooligans... sense of humanity there, fuck that. And Mrs. Thatcher's heart. Right. Oh, a stone will do. There we go. So, in the week after the world was created, I think people were coming back. Rwanda doesn't work very well. The infrastructure's fucked. So, stuff happened. Yes, it did. You know, cane cable and all the fatted carbon bought meat, but and all the thin cars going. Glad I didn't eat anything. And then, a number of centuries later, God said, "No, no, everything is crap. I will send a flood down. I will send a flood down across the world because it's all crap." He decided to do the Etch-a-Sketch end of the world, I think. Which is basically, oh, fuck it. It's all crap, don't like it. You know your Etch-a-Sketch when you've done a picture of the house and you've done a bit of the sunshine up there and you want to draw a dog down here and you do, yeah, you have to leave vapor trails all the way along. Ah, fuck it.